Closing disclosure. Most closings must be conducted using the closing disclosure form, which replaced the HUD-1 settlement statement that had previously been in use for over 40 years. While the closing disclosure form has most of the information contained in the old HUD-1 form, it is organized very differently. The closing disclosure is closely tied to the loan estimate form, which replaced the old good faith estimate. The closing disclosure must contain the actual terms and costs of the transaction. Creditors may estimate disclosures using the best information reasonably available when the actual term or cost is not reasonably available to the creditor at the time the disclosure is made. However, creditors must act in good faith and use due diligence in obtaining the information. The creditor normally may rely on the representations of other parties in obtaining the information, including, for example, the settlement agent. The creditor is required to provide corrected disclosures containing the actual terms of the transaction at or before consummation. The TILA-RESPA integrated disclosures, or TRID rules, require that the consumer receive the closing disclosure no later than 3 business days before consummation. If the closing disclosure is not delivered in person, it is presumed received 3 business days after it is placed in the mail, sent by email, or otherwise delivered. However, the creditor may rely on evidence that the consumer received the closing disclosure earlier, for example, the consumer's signed receipt of delivery by overnight mail or acknowledgement of receipt via email. The creditor must ensure that the consumer receives the closing disclosure form at least 3 business days before the consumer closes the loan. The creditor is responsible for delivering the closing disclosure form to the consumer, but creditors may use settlement agents to provide the closing disclosure, provided that they comply with the TRID rules requirements for the closing disclosure. However, as with the loan estimate, the creditor retains ultimate responsibility and liability for ensuring that the disclosure is provided in accordance with the TRID rule. For purposes of these requirements, business day means all calendar days except Sundays and the legal public holidays. The 3-business-day waiting period may be waived or modified in the case of a bona fide personal financial emergency. Revisions and corrections to closing disclosures. Creditors must redisclose terms or costs on the closing disclosure if certain changes occur to the transaction after the closing disclosure was first provided that cause the disclosures to become inaccurate. If one of the following occurs after delivery of the closing disclosure and before consummation, the creditor must provide a corrected closing disclosure containing all changed terms and ensure that the consumer receives it no later than 3 business days before consummation. The disclosed APR becomes inaccurate. If the APR previously disclosed becomes inaccurate, the creditor must provide a corrected closing disclosure with the corrected APR disclosure and all other terms that have changed. As defined in Regulation Z, a change in the APR of more than 1/8 of 1 percentage point above or below the disclosed APR, or if the transaction is irregular, for example, multiple advances or irregular payment periods, a change of more than 1/4 of 1 percentage point is considered inaccurate. The loan product changes. If the loan product previously disclosed becomes inaccurate, the creditor must provide a corrected closing disclosure with the corrected loan product and all other terms that have changed. A prepayment penalty is added. If a prepayment penalty is added to the transaction, the creditor must provide a corrected closing disclosure with the prepayment penalty provision disclosed and all other terms that have changed. For any other changes before consummation that do not fall under the 3 categories above, that is, related to the APR, loan product, or the addition of a prepayment penalty, the creditor still must provide a corrected closing disclosure with any terms or costs that have changed and ensure that the consumer receives it. For these changes, there is no additional 3-business-day waiting period required. The creditor must ensure that the consumer receives the revised closing disclosure at or before consummation. The following pages contain a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau closing disclosure form, a statement of final loan terms, and closing costs. Closing disclosure. A copy of the closing disclosure can be found in your resource drawer.